To the sixth night of our annual IHM Novena. This year's talks are all centered, as many of you know, on prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A hidden magnet lies in our unconsciousness, the yearning to go back to the Garden of Eden. Sometimes we assume our life should be perfect, as before the fall in Eden. Then, when it's not perfect, we get frustrated. Instead, like Mary's Immaculate Heart, we must direct the magnet of our desires to participate in heaven now. Tonight, we'll explore the sacrament of the present moment, which teaches us how to live in God's presence, a sure way to imitate Mary now and at the hour of our death, the two most important moments of our lives. We'll define the present moment, examine its benefits, and then look at some ways to live it. What's the sacrament of the present moment? First, let's look at what it's not. Remorse for the past or fear of the future. Have you ever experienced this? What the sacrament is not. This isn't the present moment. Rather, we cloud our present joys or sorrows by past regrets or future worries. Why do we do this? Our fallen nature, the enemy, or most likely both? When past regrets or anxiety of the future come up, let's be aware, understand what's going on, and renounce the enemy who wants us to be like Adam and Eve, distrusting God's plan. Satan entices us to see only past wounds and a bleak future. Jesus himself tells us, do not worry over tomorrow. Today's troubles are enough. St. Augustine, a man with a past, reminds us to leave the past to divine mercy and the future to his loving providence. What the present moment is. We find the original meaning of the present moment in Jean-Pierre Cassatt's classic, Abandonment to Divine Providence. In this book, he coins the phrase sacrament of the present moment. He defines it as recognizing God's will in each minute. Why did he call it a sacrament? Cassatt taught the present moment, analogous but not identical to the seven sacraments, mediates grace by bringing God's will to us. Recall, grace is not static, but a relationship. Each moment is a beckoning to unite in relationship with God. Each moment contains either an active response to a duty or a passive yes to something God sends or permits. Let's look at the active. We all have daily actions to do. As we fulfill them, we please God, for we are playing the role he's given us in his story, the unique and irreplaceable story of each of our lives. Now let's go on to the passive. Our Lady of Fatima told us the best penances are those trials sent or permitted by God. It's easy sometimes to choose to give up some food or other satisfaction because we've chosen it. It's harder to bear with challenging personalities, injustices, or illnesses, to name a few. Our Lord said to the Fatima seer, Venerable Lucia, the sacrifice required of every person is the fulfillment of his duties in life and the observance of my law. This is the penance I now seek and require. Our Lady wants us to make of everything a sacrifice, offering it to God as petition for the conversion of sinners. More than all else, accept the sufferings God may send you. What's the point of these passive sufferings? In the more active penance, the self can easily slip in sacrifice we select, good and important as they are. When God sends sufferings, he chooses our penances. Who lived the best the present moment? Of course, Our Lady. One moment, an angel appeared to her asking if she'd be God's mother. After pondering, she immediately fully surrendered, a surrender that carried her in Bethlehem's cave, the exile to Egypt, the hidden duties at Nazareth, her support of Jesus at Calvary, and her waiting for him to rise and appear. No matter what her jobs were, ordinary or seemingly more important, she saw God responding with gratitude. Our unique personal moment. Each moment has its own call in the present. Venerable Fulton J. Sheen called it the now moment. Carrying a message personally from God to each of us in a way books, talks, and podcasts don't. Why? No one else but you and me are in the unique circumstances with crosses and joys tailored for each of us. The lesson the now moment gives us surpasses all other lessons, giving wisdom distilled from experience. His will often comes disguised through others, circumstances, sins, and their consequences. Each moment contains messengers announcing his wishes. Sometimes he's hidden behind repulsive appearances, antipathies, emotional wounds. Yet he's still present and persists in calling us. How do we respond to the present moment? Venerable Sheen continues, every human being is like a baby in its loving mother's arms, who sometimes administers medicine. By the way, this baby image is very pertinent. Dan Burke told us in one of our classes that to imagine yourself as a baby, that's how God looks at us. The baby cries when mama administers medicine. The egotist protests, but the saint in the making is content. Why? The potential saint knows God gives what's best. This includes the bitter and the sweet, the joys and sorrows of each minute. Nothing's boring with God. Every moment can be sanctified. God never takes away a natural gift without giving a more precious supernatural gift. How do we benefit spiritually from living the present moment? We'll look at three special benefits among the many blessings. One, participation in eternal timelessness. Venerable Sheen wrote, "To accept the duty of the moment is to touch eternity, to escape from time." In other words, we're in the eternal present, in time, but not controlled by time, participating in heaven. Second, holiness made easy. Have you ever thought being holy is way above you? This is a common misconception. Kassad reminds us, holiness consists of one thing only, complete loyalty to God's will. Every individual can practice this holiness. If our duties lie beyond our ability, we're not expected to fulfill them. If we're too sick to go to Sunday Mass, we don't have to go. This is the same for other church precepts. God asks nothing more than this: fidelity to our duty in our state of life. If we honestly look at our lives, we see countless minor actions. Yet nothing is little to God if it's done with love. God judges us according to the love in our heart as we do either mundane things like washing dishes, fixing broken machines, doing laundry, changing a baby's diaper, picking weeds, grading papers, and seemingly important tasks, like running for a political office, leading a company, singing in the Metropolitan. To God, they're all the same, depending on our intentions. Third, the present moment makes us able to bear pain and suffering. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux exemplified this. In the midst of severe pain, spiritual darkness, and misunderstandings at the end of her life, she told her novices who worried over her future pains, "It's a mistake to trouble yourselves as to what I may still have to undergo. It's like meddling with God's work. If I didn't simply live from one moment to another, it'd be impossible for me to be patient. But I only look at the present. I forget the past, and I take good care not to forestall the future. When we yield to discouragement or despair, it's usually because we think too much about the past and the future." Thérèse said this on her deathbed. Recall, we usually die as we live. And she did live the present moment, as testified by her own Carmelite nuns. Finally, how can we live practically the present moment? Our Lady gives us the perfect model as she sings her Magnificat, her song of thanksgiving. Four ways to live the present moment. First, gratitude. Let's often express gratitude by thanking the Lord. Father Dalby, in his book, I Believe in Love, recommends the thank you prayer. Jesus, I thank you for everything, for poor health, unemployment, slander, and the lesser trials, that frustrating computer crash, my coworker's worldly talk, this annoying person. We also thank Jesus for the sacraments, family and friends, work, babies, as well as a bed in which to sleep, good food, life. Father Dalby, also a spiritual director, said, "The thank you prayer has brought many to high sanctity." Along with the thank you prayer, let's begin each day with thanking the Lord ahead of time for the graces of each moment we'll encounter and asking him to help remember him as we navigate the day. Second, besides gratitude, pausing during difficult times and inviting the Holy Spirit and Mary, who can't be separated, into our hearts to give us guidance. Third, making daily stopping points, asking ourselves, where do I feel God tugging my heart in this minute? Fourth, posting a quote in a place we can frequently see, reminding us, by the way, Sister Marie Bernadette graciously made cards for you all, and you're very welcome to take these cards, which are quotes of saints on the present moment. In conclusion, we're wired, magnetized to surrender to living in paradise. May the practice of surrender to God's will in every moment take us there now and at the hour of our death. Immaculate Heart of Mary, Holocaust of Divine Love, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. As with the other evenings, we can go to our rooms designated for refreshments and hopefully win a prize. We'll then end our time with the Eucharistic Holy Hour. Thank you.